The Businessman's Three Sons. Once upon a time, there was a very wealthy businessman who had three sons. He thought, if I divide my estate into three equal portions, after some time, they will no longer remain equal. One of the sons will be successful, another mediocre, and still the third may find decrease. Then surely jealousy will arise among the three, one thinking his brother got the better shares or the like. And it is quite possible that after arguing over wealth, the boys will go their own ways, and the unity of my family will dissolve. Let me devise an examination by which I will see which is the most clever of the three, and I will make him the manager of the estate on behalf of the entire family. Thus reasoning, he called his three young sons together and said, "Boys, I am giving to each of you $1. I want you to go to the market and purchase enough goods to fill up your room from the floor to the ceiling and out to the four walls. For $1, purchase whatever you like with which to fill your room." Taking each his dollar, the three boys ran off in the direction of the market. That evening, father came home and immediately went to the oldest son's room. "Well, what did you purchase?" he inquired. "Father," replied the oldest son, "on the way to the market, I found a gardener with a truck full of grass. For $1, he delivered the entire load here, and you see, I have filled my room from the floor to the ceiling and out to the four walls with grass." Opening the door to his room, father peered in to see that the room was indeed filled with grass. He thought for a moment and then said, "Perhaps we can get a goat or a cow to come and eat all of that grass. I will reserve my decision until I see what the other boys have brought." He moved over towards the second son's room. "What did you purchase?" he asked. "Father," came the eager reply, "I went into the marketplace and negotiated with the cotton seller. And after an intense negotiation, I succeeded in purchasing an entire room full of cotton." "You see, father," he said, opening the door to his room, "I have filled my room from the floor to the ceiling and out to the four walls with cotton." Father thought for a moment and then said, "We'll be able to make some pillows and new comforters, quilts and mattresses. But let me reserve my decision until I see what your other brother has brought." Thus speaking, he moved off to the youngest son's room. "What have you brought?" he asked. "Father," called the youngest son, "here is 90 cents, your change," he said, offering a fistful of coins to the amazement of his elder. Father looked at the shining coins in the palm of his hand and again requested, "How did you spend the money? What did you buy?" "Father," replied the youngest, "I gave 5 cents for a small clay bowl, 2 cents for a piece of string, and another 3 cents for a little oil. And see, father, I made a lamp, and filled my room from the floor to the ceiling and out to the four walls with light. Opening up the door to the room, Father saw that his room was most certainly filled with light. And with the greatest of joy, he hugged his youngest son and proclaimed him the winner. Where there is light, there is wisdom as well. And with that wisdom, you will manage the wealth of our family.